episode 1114, Infinite Possibilities.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day on a scale of 1 to 10. Where is your happiness? I hope it is way above 10 and that you are reaching your highest heights today. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday and it is time of reflection. We're going to chat about infinite possibilities. How many roads have you taken to get you to where you want to be? That's what we're chatting about. Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's been a really long 2 weeks. With every twist and turn, there are infinite possibilities in how your journey will unfold. I know for my journey, it's been crazy between the movers and the trailers and the children and the schools and boxes and tape and just conversations. I don't know if I'm coming or going, but no one way is perfection until God leads you. When the obstacles and trials capture your focus, which direction do you go first? Turning around and running the other way seems pretty natural, doesn't it? We retreat. We don't want to face the world in front of us. We don't want to have to go through another dark time, another season that makes us uncomfortable, another season that stretches us the wrong direction. So we retreat. And usually that doesn't get you very far except backed up into a corner. How many corners have you been backed up into this week? Yeah, I've been in a few, just a few. You know, phone calls of, oh, we can't make it, or, oh, we're scheduled here to come out, but no, we've changed our mind. And, oh, by the way, that tractor trailer that's bringing your second and third load, well, it won't be there for another day and a half. So many routes, so many directions, so many decisions, so many opportunities and different ways we can go about things. But which way do you go? Psalm 25 verses 4 and 5 says this, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." That's the key there. Most of the time we are searching for that moment, not just the all day long, but our hope is found in God all day long. But we forget that it's all day and we just want to focus on, I need you right here, right now. What happened to now? And then when things are going great, we forget him that he's already there. And we kind of tuck him in a corner. Show me your ways, Lord. A cry of help that is heard. Are you allowing God to show you the path in which to go? Maybe your compass is a little off. Let God refine your path. You don't have to know everything. In fact, it's probably better off that you don't know everything. Because if you did, you would be in a much bigger mess. I know I would be. And I do try to figure out a lot of different ways to do many things. And I try to be in the know of it all. But I know ultimately I don't have that within me. I can know a little bit about everything. When our DirecTV guy came, I would follow him around. I wanted to know where that wire went. How did it get up into the house? And where was he drilling? And what was he bypassing? And where was it going through the insulation? How is it really getting up to my roof? You see, God knows the ins and outs. He can direct your path. But you have to rest in him. Your compass can be a little off, so let God show you the way. Further, are you letting God guide you in truth? This means closing doors that you may wish remained open. Yeah, they may need to be closed. And you may be begging him, going, no, wait, I want this to stay open right here, right now. The truth can sting, but his love endures forever. Let God guide you in truth. Let him shut down the areas that you're not supposed to be in. You may be wanting to go there. Maybe you're working on your business and you're going, I just know at this point in time, I knew I was supposed to be doing this. But now every single turn, every mountain that I climb, it seems like I'm just going backwards. It's no fun climbing up a hill when you're going downhill because you're not getting anywhere fast. Let God guide you in truth. Let him close those doors and shut you out where you're not supposed to be. But I want you also at the same time to be mindful of the ones he swings wide open. That means you have to be looking and searching him out, seeking him. Because if not, if you blink, you might miss it. So let God guide you. Also, how often are you asking God to teach you? This is a sticky one for me because I do a lot of teaching in what I do with coaching. What I've done my entire life, whether it's been through music or through our, you know, musicals and plays that I've put on with children, through writing, all of it is about teaching. And you would think that, oh, come on, I got it together. But you know what? God knows better. But I have to remember to kind of step out of my own way and let him in. Let him teach me. What would it be like for him to show up at your whiteboard and say, look here, Annabelle, I've got something written just for you. Shannon, I'm calling out to you right now. Hear my voice. See what I've written. These are my promises for you. How often are you asking God to teach you? I know that's an area for me I need to work on. What is your area? Do you need to cry out more for help and let God show you your path, the way in which to go? Do you need God to guide you in truth? Do you need to ask him to teach you, to lead you, so that you can do what he is designing you to do? Because remember, he equips those who are called. He's not going to call you without equipping you. And sometimes, yeah, he calls us and then equips us. And sometimes he equips us by fire, and that's okay. Sometimes we have to learn by going through the darkness, so we can be pulled out into the light so we see him more clearly and more intently. Place your hope in him, not the things of this world. This move has been a tough and rough move. It's been a long one. The kids start school tomorrow. It's so exciting, but it's also scary. As my little Einstein was sitting next to me, and he's my 10th grader, the counselor across from him said, so how you doing? He goes, I'm scared, a little nervous. Well, I'm terrified. If you're living your life scared, nervous, and terrified, then God's got you right where he wants you to be. And that's hard for us to understand because that means we're uncomfortable. That means that we are doing what he wants us to do and not staying stuck in where we say, ah, I like this area. This is better. Every move that we've made in my entire lifetime has been an adventure, and I never know what twist and turn will take me. Where will I end up? Who will I meet? I'm so excited to see down south here. And meeting new people. I've been praying about the people that I'm going to come in contact with. I've been praying for my children and the friends that they're going to make. And that both sides, both my children and their new friends, will have an open mind to get to know each other. Because we seem to have it always so right all the time. We know what we're doing and we don't need God's help, but no, we do need his help. Show me your ways, Lord. Your reflection today is simply that. Are you, Are you allowing God to show up in your life? Don't shut him out. Let him show up. Let him guide you and teach you. Place your hope in him, not of your own strength, of what you think you can control. Create your now as God shows you the infinite possibilities for living your beautiful life because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.